Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is warm and pleasant. Tel Aviv is enjoying a sunny day, while Jerusalem has a few clouds but remains bright. In Haifa, it's a perfect day to be outside with clear skies. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Israel Hayom, a report from the Gulf suggests the U.S. has a plan for a joint operation in Iran, which it will present to Prime Minister Netanyahu at the White House. Also, Ynet reports Gulf unity is under strain as the Iran conflict tests the Hormuz strategy, revealing deep divisions among Gulf states. Also this hour, 24 News reports the Likud court has overturned Netanyahu's attempt to cancel the party primary in favor of an appointed committee. Separately, Forward indicates a new deal between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia for a civilian nuclear program poses challenges for Israel's strategic interests. And finally, the Australian Jewish News reports a woman has been charged with offensive language after allegedly using anti-Semitic slurs at the Bondi massacre site. Reaction has been swift on social media. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, shared moments ago that Netanyahu faces internal dissent after the Likud tribunal denied his request to cancel party primaries. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global posted earlier today that tensions over the Hormuz strategy are highlighting rifts among Gulf countries. From X, the latest, Isle Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, reported just minutes ago on suspicious activity involving a tanker in the southern Red Sea. The vessel is safe, but investigations continue. Let's go deeper. According to Israel Hayom, the U.S. administration has outlined a three-tiered plan for a coordinated military operation in Iran. This plan will be discussed with Netanyahu at the White House, focusing on strategic strikes. The implications for regional security are significant, potentially escalating tensions. Turning to Gulf relations, Ynet highlights that the unity among Gulf states is fragile as the Iran conflict puts their strategies to the test. Disagreements on military actions and economic costs create friction. This could impact oil routes and economic stability in the region. Meanwhile, I-24 News reports that the Likud court has rejected Netanyahu's move to bypass primaries in favor of an appointed committee. This decision underscores internal party challenges and could affect Netanyahu's leadership during this ongoing state of emergency. In a related development, Forward discusses the U.S.-Saudi nuclear agreement, which could alter the strategic balance in the Middle East. This deal raises concerns for Israel, especially regarding nuclear proliferation and security. Finally, in a disturbing incident from earlier today, a 67-year-old woman faces charges for alleged anti-Semitic language at the Bondi massacre site. The Australian Jewish News covered this story, highlighting ongoing tensions and the need for vigilance against hate speech. On the economic front, Walla Business reports a resident from central Israel won 10 million shekels in the lotto and plans to pay off his mortgage with the prize. Separately, Israel Hayom Business shares that the lotto winner had been using the same numbers regularly, resulting in this unexpected windfall. And finally, CTEC reveals that Israel's Iron Dome and aero makers, Rafael and Israel Aerospace Industries, are moving towards partial privatization. This development marks a significant step as officials debate the future of these defense companies. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 2 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.